buildup has been tremendous, and it's more than a year, actually. We've been talking about the idea of doing a biennial, and it's so incredible that it's happening. I'm so excited. I'm so freaked out because I have so much music to do. But I'm trying to approach it the way we're asking everybody to approach it, as an adventure and as an exploration, and without really knowing what's going to happen.
Welcome to a special edition of Relevant Tones from the New York Philharmonic's 2014 Biennial. I'm Seth Bosted, coming to you from the Museum of Modern Art on West 53rd Street in New York City, with a concert packed with exciting new music, all U.S. premieres, part of the larger Biennial Festival. We heard a little bit from the New York Philharmonic's music director, Alan Gilbert, talking about this series of new operas, chamber music pieces, premieres, even a new symphony, all packed within 13 days. It really is an incredible musical playground of the here and now. We're just a couple of minutes before the concert starts. Again, this is Contact at the Biennial. The Contact series is a new music series that the New York Philharmonic does, and they've rolled it into this inaugural Biennial, which is 2 weeks of brand new music concerts. So this is Beyond Recall, which is a program that actually premiered in Salzburg in 2013. Conductor and composer Matthias Pinscher was asked to select composers to make musical interpretations of sculptures in Salzburg's public spaces. In fact, these sculptures have been commissioned by sculptors, and they were unveiled 1 year at a time over 12 years. And then the composers made musical realizations of them, and all of the pieces were given their world premiere in Salzburg in 2013. Now, as part of the inaugural 2014 New York Phil Biennial, we're going to hear several of those works performed by musicians from the New York Philharmonic, led by Matthias Pinscher. The first composer we're going to hear tonight, Nina Senk, joined me right before the concert to talk about her piece, In the Absence.
The piece was influenced by a sculpture made by Erwin Wurm that's in Salzburg. It's called Gurke, which means in English cucumber. Actually, it's 5 cucumbers in front of the university in Salzburg, and that was my inspiration for the piece. I had some problems in the beginning what to do with it, so I really researched the author, Erwin Wurm, and at the end I actually asked him if he could make me a text for the piece. So he was willing to do it, so luckily I got his text, his original text for the piece that I wrote.
So you're gonna take a sculpture that I think looks like a cucumber and turn it into music. How do you do that?
Well, he didn't make it any easier. I mean, to look at 5 cucumbers and then to put that together with my idea, which was soprano and ensemble, it has a certain, let's put it this way, funny sense to it, especially if you look at the text and the let's just put it this way, some words in the text are dynamite in the cucumber, so it's kind of funny, but he told me it was a self-portrait of his. So I actually decided to do a portrait of an artist in the music. So I took his text and put it into pieces at the beginning and then try to show through the music the process that either composer or an other art author has, how you get a lot of ideas and how then to put everything into a flow or to make it an art piece at the end. You can expect the struggle at the beginning, a struggle of each artist when you don't have the idea of what you're actually gonna do and you have these sketches and scratches. So it actually starts with very low dynamics and very little text and very little also notes. And if you go through the whole piece, you will see that the development happens in the soprano. So at the beginning she whispers, she talks, it takes minutes and minutes before she actually can start singing. So it's the process of work. The audience can expect this struggle at the beginning and then the fun part with the rhythmical sections when everybody as an artist is happy, when finally you have an idea and it's working and then it's you have the flow and the rhythm and it's going and the relief at the end.
That's composer Nina Senk talking about her piece, In the Absence. This is based on a sculpture by Erwin Verm called Gherkin, which translates to cucumber in English. And I found a picture of it. It is five cucumbers in a row. In fact, there's a wonderful picture of the composer, Nina, embracing one of the cucumbers. So I'm very much looking forward to this piece. The musicians are on stage, musicians of the New York Philharmonic. We joined by Matthias Pinscher to perform this piece, In the Absence, by Nina Sank.
Düna mit in der Wo? Do not meet India.
Jennifer Zetlin sang the U.S. premiere of the piece In the Absence by composer Nina Senk, who is here. She is on stage now, kissing conductor Matthias Pinscher. It's wonderful that she is able to travel here. We heard musicians of the New York Philharmonic. The piece that she wrote was inspired by a sculpture called Gherkin, or Cucumber, by Irvin Berm. And in a perhaps interesting decision, the composer decided to ask the sculptor to contribute the text for the piece. He is does not consider himself a poet, so I think that was a very interesting choice on her behalf. He is a very well-known sculptor and artist. In fact, he is also a video artist. He, among other things, made a video for the rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so a very versatile and accomplished artist. Music by Nina Senk, In the Absence. Next up on the program, we're going to hear a piece by composer Michael Jarrell. This is called Adtende Ubi Albicet Veritas, and it's inspired by a sculpture called Vanitas by sculptor Christian Boltanski.
Thank you. Meteor, tres, septem, novem, decem, decem, tres, unus. Thank you.
Naples bass baritone Evan Hughes tonight, making his New York Philharmonic debut. And you can hear the audience, they obviously loved that very much. He was joined by musicians of the New York Philharmonic, Matthias Pinscher conducting. We heard music by Michael Jarrell, a piece called Abtende Ubi Algeschit Veritas, music inspired by a sculpture in Salzburg called Vanitas by Christian Boltanski. The text that we heard was from the great Saint, Saint Augustine, one of the church fathers. You're tuned to a very special broadcast of Relevant Tones, coming to you from the Museum of Modern Art in New York City as part of the New York Philharmonic's 2014 Biennial, a 13-day joyride through the global sonic landscape of new music today. This is just one of the many events happening at venues across Manhattan, celebrating new music in all shapes and forms from over 70 living composers, including the premiere of Christopher Rouse's Symphony No. 4, a staging of H.K. Gruber's comic opera Gloria, and even music from elementary school students on the Very Young Composers program. And there's still so much more. You can find out more information about today's exceptional concert of new music on our website at relevanttones.com. Let's continue now with Contact at the Biennial Beyond Recall, taking place in the gorgeous lobby of New York's Museum of Modern Art. I'm joined now by the conductor of tonight's program, Matthias Pinscher, who is also the mastermind of this whole idea of making musical realizations of sculptures in Salzburg. Matthias, tell me how this project came about.
It came about that the Berlin Philharmonic and the Salzburg Festival asked me exactly a year ago, almost a year ago, to curate a long evening, a marathon of new music, of the newest music. So the city of Salzburg over the last 12 years has commissioned 12 artworks by major, major international artists. And this cycle of these 12 commissions of installations in public spaces in the city of Salzburg is now finished. And they wanted to commemorate and celebrate that initiative by commissioning 12 musical works that refer directly to these installations. And they asked me to create it and pick the composers, and we played this cycle last year in Salzburg, and I thought it would be an absolutely wonderful thing to bring to New York, to Biennale, because I understand that what we want to do is to show the newest of the new music, and couldn't be any more fresh ink basically than this. And it's like many completely very, very diverse styles of aesthetics, and that's where the idea is coming from. And it's great to bring this to the MoMA. I mean, music that refers to the visual arts has obviously found another home here tonight.
And some of the pieces have text. Were the composers free to choose the text that they wanted, or how did the text relate to the overall project?
It's interesting because we offered, I think, a maximum size of 20 musicians plus two singers. So you could pick one of the singers or the other one or both together. And it's interesting that the majority of all the composers have decided finally to include the human voice in their artworks. And in a few cases, they commissioned their poet friends or writer friends to conceive texts that are also related to the artworks. So there's like a double layer of creative process in approaching the artwork, which is wonderful. So it's not only solely musical, but we can involve other artists too, like the poets. And it was a lot of fun. It was not easy, but great joy, and I think a big statement for the music of now.
Matthias, it's a great project. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
I just want to take a moment to describe the scene here at MoMA. Again, this is a performance of Contact at the Biennial, Beyond Recall, and we've got the orchestra is lit. They've brought in special lights to light up the orchestra. We're in the lobby of MoMA. This is not where you would normally hear a classical music concert. It's also quite late. It's about 11:30 at night. Behind the musicians is an outdoor garden. It is also lit up. There's a beautiful fountain that's lit. It's just a really incredible, gorgeous scene. So this is where we are hearing all of this music, music that is inspired by statues and sculptures in Salzburg. Composer Jay Schwartz was presented with a particularly interesting challenge in the composition of his piece, M.
My sculpture is a Mozart statue from Markus Lüpertz. So it was interesting for me, the project, including all 12 sculptures, were about 11 sculptures that are very abstract. Some of them would be very hard to associate at all with music, and I got a sculpture of Mozart in Salzburg, where Mozart is from, and the only American composer on the program, which is an extremely hard thing to do in Salzburg. And at first, I had a big question mark in my mind about how can I comment a sculpture that's not an abstract piece of art in the sense that it definitely carries a program that has to do with music. And as I see it, none of the other sculptures had a direct musical program to them. So it made it even, at first, even more difficult to decide. But in the end, it turned out I used that fact that it's Mozart to make a collage of Mozart clips.
Did you add connective tissue between them? Did you change the clips? Tell me how you structured that.
Well, I took two different Mozart pieces that I think incorporate the aspect of what we think of Mozart today, and that is something that is tragic and comic at the same time. It starts with a collage of just the first bars of the Overture to Marriage of Figaro. And I use that in unisons and chromatic, and it kind of grows and morphs into something that's all about funneling and channeling these tones into a high point. And then it falls from the high point in something that I retrieved from the Amen of the Mozart Requiem that was never used in the Süssmayr version that we know. One wouldn't recognize it, but I used the aspects of the falling bass to do the second arm of the piece where it falls, and then it rises doing the 8-bar Lacrimosa where Mozart actually at the end supposedly laid down his pen and died. And then I use that, and also the text I use for the baritone, and that's a rising line, and then it falls again with a backwards version of the Figaro motive. And so with those, the rising and the falling and the rising and the falling, it creates an M. So this is why the piece is called M.
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, the piece is called M because of Mozart.
Right. Here's bass baritone Evan Hughes and the musicians of the New York Philharmonic, led by Matthias Pincher, to give the U.S. premiere of M by composer Jay Schwartz.
Thank you.
Music by the American composer Jay Schwartz. What a piece. He is right now on stage receiving much justified applause. Beautiful music. M, inspired by a statue of Mozart in Salzburg. And he had the interesting choice as an American composer tasked with writing something inspired by Mozart. He chose to use some of the text from a part of the Requiem, the Mozart Requiem, that was not used, that Zusmeier did not include in his version of the Amen. And boy, was that powerful. Sung by Evan Hughes, who's making his debut with the New York Philharmonic tonight. And what a debut it is. Musicians of the New York Philharmonic joined Evan Hughes and were led by Matthias Pinscher in an incredible performance. You can hear the audience giving that applause to Jay Schwartz, who's on stage. Once again, this is a broadcast of Contact at the Biennial, Beyond Recall, and this is part of the ongoing series of concerts. It is the 2014 inaugural Biennial of the New York Philharmonic. It's a really interesting venue for a classical music concert here in the lobby of MoMA. It's an interesting time, quite late actually, approaching midnight now. The place is packed. It's a really hip audience. I've never felt better about classical music than at this moment. This is really an incredible event, combining sculpture, poetry, and music. The final piece on the program tonight is by composer Vito Zurai, and it is called Inside Out. This is a piece that is inspired by a sculpture called Connection by Manfred Wackelbinger.
hesitate? Why do I hesitate? I hesitate.
Thank you.
Concluding this incredible concert is music by Serbian composer Vito Zuraj, Inside Out. We heard musicians from the New York Philharmonic, led by Matthias Pincher. Really an incredible piece. What an incredible concert this has been. That piece, Inside Out, was inspired by a sculpture called Connection by Manfred Wackelbinger. We also heard Evan Hughes, bass baritone, and Jennifer Zetlin, soprano. Again, Evan Hughes is making his New York Phil debut tonight. What an incredible night. The composer is now coming on stage. He is also here in town. Bernd Heinrich Ditter is in town for this. He is here tonight. He is the artistic director of the Salzburg Festival and really the mastermind behind this whole thing, the one who got Matthias Pincher to commission the composers to create musical representations of these sculptures. Again, this has been Contact at the Biennial Beyond Recall, part of the 2014 inaugural New York Philharmonic Biennial. Today's broadcast of Relevant Tones was produced by Jesse McQuarters, with special thanks to David Polk, Don Mueller, Andy Lamoureux, Tristan Mattel, New York Philharmonic This Week producer Mark Travis, Jen Luzzo, and the staff at the Museum of Modern Art and the New York Philharmonic. Our broadcast engineer was Bill Sigmund, and our music producer was Larry Rock. New York Phil Director of Digital Media Vince Ford was the executive producer. This performance was made possible with generous underwriting support from Julia Lanigan. Major support for the NY Phil Biennial is provided by the Francis Goulet Fund, the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, the Susan and Elihu Rose Foundation, and the Fan Fox and Leslie R. Samuels Foundation. These concerts are made possible with generous support from the Francis Goulet Fund and Freshfields Brookhouse Deringer, US LLP. Relevant Tones is made possible by the generous support of Grubner Capital Management, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, an anonymous donor, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. For more information about the artists we've featured, you can find us on Facebook or visit our website at relevanttones.com. I'm Seth Bosted, and from the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, we now take you back to the WFMT studios.